Good morning. I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, April 13th. Attorneys will not be in the Michigan Supreme Court chambers this week as they argue cases. As we hear from Rick Pluta, the state's highest court has moved arguments online due to the COVID-19 crisis.
This is the first time the state's highest court will use the internet to hear appeals and to question attorneys. All sides have to agree for cases to be argued online, and litigants will still have to file written briefs with the court. Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick says this will help ensure the justice system continues to work through the crisis, but cautions this will be a learning experience.
You know, technology isn't the answer to everything that ails the legal system, like it's not the answer to everything that ails any other system.
Many trial courts already allow online appearances. McCormick says the crisis will change the judiciary, just as it's touched virtually every other aspect of modern life. I'm Rick Pluta.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says her extended stay-at-home order is necessary to help ensure a post-pandemic economic recovery is not sidetracked.
We can't just flip a switch and go back to life as normal. It's going to be a new normal. This COVID-19 is going to remain an issue, and we've got to be really smart about how we reengage so we avoid a second wave.
A University of Michigan projection suggests the jobless rate could reach 23% this summer, and more than a million workers in the state could lose their jobs due to the health crisis. But the projection says many of those jobs could return by the third quarter of the year. Over the weekend, Michigan recorded 206 new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the state's total to 1,487 deaths. There were also about 1,850 new cases reported over the weekend, bringing the state's total to over 24,600. That was a bit of a decline from what we've seen over the last few weeks. However, state officials said the testing results may have been delayed over the holiday weekend. The state of Michigan has agreements from nearly all of the state's health insurance companies to waive patient costs tied to COVID-19 testing and treatment, Steve Carmody reports.
The agreements cover co-pays, deductibles, and co-insurance for coronavirus treatment that includes testing, primary care and emergency room visits, ambulance rides, and FDA-approved vaccines and medications once they're available. The 10 insurance companies that have signed on include Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Humana, McLaren, and HAP. More than 20,000 Michiganders have tested positive for the coronavirus. Most cases are asymptomatic to only having mild symptoms, but some require lengthy hospital stays and life-saving treatment. I'm Steve Carmody.
The city of Saginaw has set travel restrictions on county and local roads within the city between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. daily. Ben Thorpe reports.
The mayor says the city does not have the power to issue a curfew ordinance like the one which began earlier this month in Flint. Mayor Floyd Klock says the travel restrictions are intended to curb public gatherings. He says he's instituted the restrictions because some people don't seem to be taking the governor's stay-at-home order seriously.
At least we're hoping to curb some of this excessive and clearly irresponsible gatherings that have been happening.
Klock says the restrictions will be in place for 7 days, after which he is hoping the city council will extend them. Essential workers and essential travel are not restricted under the order. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
A lot of students have been thrust into online classes in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, and that includes medical students. Oz Polina is a fourth-year medical student at Central Michigan University. This summer, he will begin a residency in Detroit. He says despite the recent upheaval, he feels prepared.
I believe that residency will be harder during the situations right now, but I don't think that we've been, for example, you know, had a lecture or a class before the pandemic on how to deal with a catastrophe. But it's a lesson. It's something that we can learn from, and I feel very prepared and actually can't wait to start it.
Polina says he's finishing his 9th year of school this semester. He says he will start his residency in July. Activists say a disproportionate impact of COVID-19 is being felt by Black residents of Michigan, but they say that that is not surprising and should be seen as an opportunity for action. Early research indicates a connection between air pollution and COVID-19 deaths. Black Detroiters disproportionately bear the brunt of air pollution in the state. Asthma hospitalizations among Black Detroiters are 3 times higher than those of white Detroiters. Jamesa Johnson-Greer is with the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition. She says the negative health outcomes have always been present, but the increase in deaths during the COVID-19 outbreak is drawing attention to them.
This is really a moment that's shining a bright light on this issue that has been long part of American history and, unfortunately, our Michigan history as well.
Johnson Greer says she hopes Michigan will step up to provide better protections for Black residents, but she says during the outbreak, the state has continued to review air pollution permits. The coronavirus pandemic is affecting billions of people worldwide. Refugees are among the most at risk. Steve Olween is the founding director of Common Bond Institute in Climax, Michigan. It helps provide training and healthcare services to Syrian refugees in Jordan.
We see them as sitting ducks right now for not only contracting the virus, but also in dying from it, increasing the number of deaths within this population and spreading it to the larger community.
Olween says social distancing isn't possible in crowded refugee camps and apartments. He says Common Bond is working with local partners to set up virtual centers there. He says they'll help people cope with the pandemic. Bethany Christian Services is responding to recent reports of the Department of Homeland Security moving to deport all unaccompanied children seeking asylum. Michelle Jokish-Polo has more.
Last month, the Trump administration ordered asylum seekers deported without reviewing their claims as a step to avoid further spread of coronavirus. At the time, officials said that unaccompanied children would be exempt from this order. However, last week, the Department of Homeland Security began applying the policy to children seeking asylum in the United States. This change in practice has officials at Bethany Christian Services concerned. In a statement, they believe the practice is a violation of the children's legal rights. Quote, "We are deeply concerned with the U.S. government's decision to swiftly deport children amid the COVID-19 pandemic to the countries they fled from without due process or a trafficking screening," end quote. And several Democrats in the U.S. House and Senate judiciary panels agree with Bethany's assessment. That's according to a letter they wrote to Homeland Security authorities last Monday. The letter states that according to the Trafficking Victim Reauthorization Act, unaccompanied children must be processed and cared for upon arrival at the border. Bethany Christian Services says it is prepared to meet the mental and physical health needs of children seeking asylum at the border right now. I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.
Michigan economists say the coronavirus could bring state unemployment numbers to levels unseen since the Great Depression. Kevin Lavery reports.
The U.S. Department of Labor reports more than 800,000 Michigan residents have filed for unemployment insurance since March 15th. Michigan State University economist Charles Ballard cites a University of Michigan study that predicts state unemployment could hit 23% in the second quarter of this year,
which is Great Depression levels, far above the level that we saw during the Great Recession of a decade ago.
Another study by the firm Moody's Analytics finds the national daily output of goods and services has dropped 29% since mid-March. Ballard says that's a greater drop in 4 weeks than during the 4 years between 1929 and 1933. I'm Kevin Lavery.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Monday. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.